Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And joining us now, we have NBC News political director Chuck Todd, also moderator of Meet the Press and host of MSNBC's MTP Daily at 1 p.m. You can follow him on Twitter at Chuck Todd. Chuck, always great to talk to you. And let's start here. Taking more of a 30,000 foot view of this whole issue involving Liz Cheney, and in particular, the seemingly overwhelming support to replace her as conference chair with Elise Stefanik, even though there's now a much more conservative option in Congressman Chip Roy. Have we officially reached the end of traditional conservatism being the ideology of the GOP?
Well, as long as Donald Trump's the party, right? Donald Trump came into this party with no ideology. You know, in fact, the first criticisms of him by Republicans when they were still trying to keep him out of the party was what? He's not a true conservative. Rick Perry, his eventually would become his energy secretary, called, remember, famously said Donald Trump was a cancer on conservatism. So, but I guess there's two ways to look at it. He's either rewritten the definition of it, or they've moved from a conservative party to a populist party, right? A sort of a white working class populist party. That's really what they are. They don't have an ideology beyond anything else. It's sort of defined by Trump. And, you know, we could sit here and say, boy, did any of us see this coming? Remember at the Republican convention, they didn't do a party platform.
Right.
The party platform is essentially whatever Donald Trump says it is. I mean, it was actually essentially what they agreed upon. And now this is formal.
Let me get to the pandemic here. Big move by the CDC yesterday to change their guidance for vaccinated Americans. Not long after that announcement, President Biden puts out a tweet saying, and I'm quoting here, "The rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours." Is that the right messaging?
Well, it's what they decided to, you know, it's a great question. And, you know, I don't know, but we've seen two different experiments this week to try to increase vaccine acceptance. You have the lottery in Ohio, right, where the governor there announced that there's a special five straight weeks, a special $1 million lottery for people that have been vaccinated. And then you have essentially, because this supposedly the CDC wasn't going to be doing this for another couple of weeks. They wanted to wait till vaccination rates went up. And clearly the decision was made, why don't we use these recommendations as a way to create a carrot and stick mindset with vaccination. So we'll see. Here's the problem, though. What, you know, how do you, you know, I guess the CDC is hoping that private businesses become the vaccine enforcers, right? Because we know the government isn't going to become one. We know, in some places, that's turning into a kind of a bit of a problem with the cruise industry in Florida, for instance, right? They want to have a vaccine, essentially a vaccine mandate. So I think the government is counting on private business to try to enforce at least some threshold for vaccination.
One other big issue I wanted to get your thoughts on: the president and his bipartisan meetings with members of Congress over his infrastructure proposal. The process to pass this kind of stuff with just a simple majority, it can only be used so many times. Is that why the White House seems pretty intent on trying to find some common ground here so they can keep that tool in their back pocket for something else?
Well, yes, but the other problem is they don't have the 50 votes. If you don't, you know, they don't, because Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema in particular, but they're not alone. There's about four or five others want to exhaust efforts to do bipartisanship on this. Don't like some of elements of the bill, and the go it alone approach would actually be a tougher vote for some of these Democrats. You know, I think Joe Manchin would much prefer to vote for be a part of a bill with 10 Republicans involved. So, look, I'm. You know, I don't know if you followed the story of the bridge over the Mississippi between Memphis and Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the fact that they just had to shut down that bridge. It's one of the most important transportation bridges. I mean, this is Memphis is the headquarters of FedEx. You know, our infrastructure problem is a disaster. The Colonial Pipeline, right? We've had major incidents this week that show this. So I'm actually somewhat optimistic that they're going to do a smaller bipartisan deal. I think the fate of the larger deal for Biden to go it alone is actually much murkier.
And finally, what's coming up on Meet the Press this Sunday?
Well, we're going to unpack the Cheney and the future of the Republican Party, sort of both sides of that argument, House members, the one or two that support Liz Cheney with Adam Kinzinger, and then Dan Crenshaw, who sort of speaks for the part that got rid of Cheney. And then we're going to unpack CDC and the Colonial Pipeline. So it's a good show.
Yeah, there's no shortage of things to talk about. Plus, everything in the Middle East. It's just there's a lot. Man, I don't know. Did you think 2021 was going to be a little quieter? It seems like it's pretty busy so far.
Yeah, exactly. I think our world keeps shrinking. That's why.
Yeah. NBC News political director Chuck Todd, moderator of Meet the Press and host of MSNBC's MTP Daily at 1 p.m. You can follow him, of course, on Twitter at Chuck Todd. Chuck, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Ryan.